Hello and welcome to School Safety Today, a podcast brought to you by Raptor Technologies. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Today, I'm excited to have TJ Markland with us. TJ is a recognized expert in school system payments and the general manager of Pay K-12. Pay K-12 is a cloud-based software platform that provides districts, schools, and the departments within one digital hub for managing school payments and funds. And in this episode, we will be discussing how schools can reduce risks and improve efficiency in school payments. So welcome to the show, TJ. Great to have you with me.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to getting into this conversation and finding out ways that we can reduce risks and improve efficiency in school payments. And that really is your forte. Before we dive into the Q&A, can I ask you for a brief bio if you can?
Yes, I've actually been with Pay K-12 for the last 5 years. Before that, I worked for a payments company that built its own payment gateway for vertical integrated SaaS to help companies easily accept payments. When I first joined Pay K-12, the main focus was the event side of the software. And we just saw several opportunities on the fee side for us to offer efficiency and reduce risk for schools. And so we began to focus on that. And since then, Pay K-12 has grown to over 5,000, serving and supporting over 5,000 admins in 23 states. And most recently, has become a part of the Raptor family.
So TJ, let's start off here. Why is the ability to accept and manage payments so crucial for schools today?
Yeah, that's a great question, Michelle. Today, a lot of schools operate under stringent budgets. Most public schools leverage, like an educational foundation. And for some of the others, some type of donation platform or nonprofit organization to help them maintain their budgetary constraints and expenditures year over year. What most of these institutions have in common is going to be their need for just additional revenue to help them expand and support some of the programs and efforts that they, would like to introduce during a calendar year. That's where payments come in. Payments, from students or parents or community patrons allow a school to help them branch out into some of those additional programs that they would like to do as the year goes on.
Yeah, and I just think, even from a personal standpoint, I'm sure that you and I have both worried at one time or another about our payments, right? Yeah. Everybody does. And when you talk about a larger institution such as a school, I can't imagine the level of concern that you would have there. So what are some of the biggest challenges that schools face with school payment systems?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges that I've just heard time and time again is that payments in most school systems are akin to like the Wild Wild West. Most districts are using several solutions or platforms at one time. And what makes it difficult is each school and their individual departments, many times are given the autonomy to find their own solution. And, really, Michelle, what that leads to is, seven to, I think we've even seen 15 different payment vendors within one school system. And I mean, you can only imagine what that does to, the technology department and their team around safety and security. And then, of course, the finance and accounting team around, reporting and reconciling all of those transactions. It just gets to be a bit of a nightmare, right? This is what I've discovered. Whether it's a payment system or a learning management system, most schools are really looking for one platform to solve multiple problems. And so I would say that's it. That's the biggest challenge is many school administrators out there are looking, time and time again for a consolidated solution that helps them not just answer one problem like payments, but several.
So looking for one solution, but taking a step back, there are so many variables here, right? So many moving parts. So where should school districts and schools first look to reduce risks and strengthen security and compliance when accepting payments at their schools?
Yeah, my first thought is technology. With the advancements of technology today and then the platforms and software companies that are available to our schools, that's the first place I would look. From a payments perspective, having the ability to put, again, all of that in one place just makes a huge difference. Like, for instance, the ability to track credit card payments as well as cash payments, right? That is a big deal for administrators. So, you know, having a platform that allows you to do that, or some type of company or vendor that can come in and do that, I think, you know, is really huge. I think the second thing is, and, you know, we don't hear about this much, but it's that there are folks that are out there that are still accepting cash. And then, you know, just the risk that sits around that from, you know, loss liability and, you know, the potential dangers for, you know, that money to be going to bad actors. It just puts a district in a tough place, as well as when they have budgetary constraints that they're trying to manage toward, and, you know, they're not able to hit those expected numbers when things like this happen. And so the ability for them to, again, leverage technology to help them really very clearly see what's going on from a payment perspective, and then track that and monitor that, and, be able to hold people accountable to what they see, I think is huge.
So, TJ, what are some practical steps that schools can take to streamline their financial processes in order to improve efficiency?
Yeah, again, another great question, Michelle. The first thing that comes to mind is embracing digital collaboration, from the ability for schools to find vendors that can help streamline their efforts to leveraging that technology to put processes and procedures in place for their teams in order to take care of some of their most arduous tasks. And then once you do that, then do your homework. Work really hard at trying to find software and vendors that are out there that can take care of as many of your needs, you know, as possible. There are a lot of great companies that are out there that have fantastic platforms that simplify processes. And, they can even tailor some of the things that they offer to your needs. So that would be my thing, is consider looking at leveraging technology to help you, and then, you know, include the people element in there. Gather your teams, make sure they're well-trained, make sure that they have the things that they need. And, lastly, ask questions. Ask questions for your team. Look into areas where they have needs and where they see opportunities for improvement, and then bring that amalgamation together to help you set up the best steps and processes that you need in order to help make things more efficient.
Yeah, and you talked about doing your homework, and listening to this podcast might be part of that homework for some entities out there. So it's great advice. Educate yourself. What's available? But here's the thing. There are a lot of places to look when it comes to starting to do research and homework. So what trends do you see shaping the future of school payments management?
Yeah, the thing that has been top of mind to me, Michelle, even for the last few years, has been this two-word phrase, data interoperability. It's just what that is it's the ability for, you to leverage a software or system and combine that with business processes, and that all be in the same place. So the easiest way to think about that would be having a platform that has most of what you need, or at least is integrated into other platforms that have most of what you need, without you having to pull that from one and move it over and bring it into the other. And that, just that step of having to grab data, a data set from, let's say, one particular system or software or database, and then bring that over into another, it just adds so many manual tasks for our admins. And so, from our end, we ourselves, we're a software vendor in schools. And what we try to do is look for those particular opportunities to try to help create efficiencies there. And so data interoperability is huge. It's what people are pushing for right now, especially in your technology, your finance, and even in your athletic departments.
And I'm so glad that you share that too, because it isn't just a push one button and everything is just completely, completely changed overnight. We do need to have a little time built in for some of these transitions. So how can schools prepare for and then adapt to these emerging trends?
Yeah, I have to go back to the homework piece. I'm a stickler when it comes to homework. Do your homework. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, nowadays, not only do we have the software that's out there, but, you know, admins have access to several conferences that happen throughout the year, multiple different types of training sessions that they can attend, even some that are sponsored by the school or organizations that, you know, are at the state level that allow them to really find out what's happening, whether it's, you know, innovation on the cutting edge or as some say innovation on the bleeding edge, you know, that could help improve what they're trying to accomplish locally at their district.
So before we wrap up, TJ, can you speak about the recent acquisition of Pay K-12 by Raptor Technologies? Why are you so excited about that? And what does this mean for the customers and educational sector?
Yeah, this I get really excited about, Michelle, because, you know, being a part of Pay K-12 and now Raptor, what we have the ability to do right now is something that is a first of its kind offering within school systems. What we're able to do on the Pay K-12 side is grab all of the event features and functionality that we have and combine those with the safety and security features that Raptor offers to create a product that rivals just about anything that's out there on the market right now. We've heard from several districts that the ability to pre-register for an event ahead of time and then even additionally screen someone who's attending event, especially if it's a school day event where, you know, you're going to be in a building where there are several minors. Based on a school's policy, they have the ability to pre-check someone essentially ahead of time and then work through triaging a potential threat or a potential security concern before it happens. And we just had so many customers on the Raptor side who have been asking for this for years. And, you know, what I'd like to say is we have listened and we are absolutely looking to deliver.
And lots to be excited about there. TJ Markland, General Manager of Pay K-12 and Pay K-12, new acquisition for Raptor Technologies. So a lot of excitement from that partnership there. So thank you for being here, TJ. Great conversation. Hopefully this will be some homework and provide some resources for some listeners out there. Appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Appreciate it as well. Thank you, Michelle.
And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to another episode of School Safety Today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Until next time, stay safe and stay vigilant.